Program number LS-176. When I woke up this morning, it was beautiful. I could hear the roaring mountain stream. I could see the first rays of the morning sun struggling to top the rugged Spanish peaks of Colorado. Dense forests of spruce and aspen, an explosion of green, soaring mountains, the roaring stream, the soft sunlight, the brilliant billowy clouds, and the blue sky. The earth around me was full of sound, a robin warbling, woodpecker hammering, chipmunks replete with competition stripes, scampering through the undergrowth, the silent flight of a yellowish butterfly. Altogether, it was a symphony of life, and I could relate to this world of nature. I felt at peace. Life was flowing, intense, soft, beautiful, like life should be. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. After several hours of work, I could stay in the shadow of the mountain no longer. It just seemed to me that it had to be climbed. And so my friend and I, we conquered that mountain. Yet, in many ways, it conquered us, surrounded us, engulfed us. Climbing a mountain is almost a spiritual event. You somehow become a part of all that's around you. Ah, that mountain felt good. The old muscles tingling, the lungs hauling in that fresh mountain air. Up through the forest of the foothills, alive with life, lighted by the blaze of hundreds of wildflowers, all kinds and all colors, they were magnificent, and yet so fragile in their beauty. Fascinating. So fragile, and yet the growth of a frail flower sometimes shatters, splits a rock. That's really a paradox. A fragile flower shattering a rock. It seems that power must be defined in terms of weakness, and weakness in terms of power. And sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. We went on. The higher we went, the greater the struggle, both for us and the plant life. Trees began to be stunted, grizzled. And then finally, with that little extra effort, the summit. Ah, the view was exhilarating. We crawled up to the edge of a craggy ledge and just soaked in the view. I love moments like this. Moments of solitude. Moments to look out on creation, but also to look inside. It was good not to be afraid of life. It was good to be able to think in peace. You know, I thought about Heartbeat. What I'm doing at this very moment. What it is. What it means. And I wondered if some of what I want to communicate is really coming through. I thought of many of you by name, remembering your letters. They've been so personal and real. I've felt the warm touch, your experiences. Sometimes you've spoken of specific problems. Sometimes you've just said thanks. And sometimes you've just written one word, but that one word carried a big message. Sitting on the mountain, it seemed that all of you, all of life, was stretched out before me. I could sense the poetic, the tragedy and death, the newness and growth. The struggle was all around, but still, I could hear the song of life. And it was a beautiful song, even with its somber, tragic moments. The wind helped. I loved the wind. It wasn't strong, in fact, quite gentle, but nevertheless fascinating, mysterious. Coming from nowhere, and yet so real, so purifying. There's something redemptive about it. We began the descent, surrounded by nature, and yet we were experiencing something more than nature. We had touched something more. We had walked to nature, then we walked on to the edge of nature, and the wind picked us up, and let us be at peace, not only with nature, but somehow with nature's creator. We had touched the physical, but it was all the more beautiful because we're in touch with something more. We're at peace with ourselves and our creator, with the seen and the unseen. My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. Are you in touch with the unseen? This is Heartbeat.